Good morning.
As always, it's just a great joy and honor to be able to share God's word with you all. Well, Pastor Enoch told me that you are going through a series in Revelation right now, and so I decided, well, maybe we'll go to the beginning of the Bible and go through a book in Genesis.
我听阿帕斯英龙讲话俾我听，大家系睇紧启示录，咁我发觉一齐调翻转由头开始睇呢个创世记。
And so today we'll be looking at a short picture from the story of Abraham from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4.
我哋今日系会喺创世记十二章一到四节，一段好短短嘅一个片段，系有关亚伯拉罕嘅故事。
And then we'll also supplement this passage with a few verses from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 11.
然后我哋会再睇一睇希伯来书十一章八至十一节有一个嘅补充。
And so I'll ask our brother David to read these verses for us in Cantonese.
咁我邀请David弟兄用粤语同大家朗读呢个经文。咁我哋一齐系睇神嘅话语之前，我哋请大家起立。 创世记十二章一至四节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地、本族、父家和我所要指示你的地去。 我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年七十五岁。
亚伯兰从小的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为你的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所兼并所建造的。
Father, we want to thank you so much just for this new morning, and we thank you for your word. Lord, as we look at these passages about Abraham, Lord, we see the call that you put on his life. But Lord, we also see that this is the call that you've given to us as well. So Lord, we just pray that you would give me the words to speak this morning. And Lord, we thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, back in 2006, when I just started my pastor position back in California,
在2006年，当我当时喺加州牧会嘅时候，
one of the first things, right when we got there in the summer, was to go on a local mission trip. We called it the World Outside.
咁我嗰阵时就喺个夏天有一个宣教嘅旅程，咁就叫做 The World Outside.
And we joined with another local church in that area to do an outreach for the community. And it was during that time that I met one of the kids from that other church. He was kind of a punk. He had a bit of an attitude. But I started talking with him a little bit and I got to know him. I found out he was a graduating senior and apparently he was going to be going off to Harvard to play basketball.
咁我同佢接觸，我知道佢係一個即將畢業嘅高中生，又知道佢係將會去哈佛打籃球喎。Well,
turns out that kid's name was Jeremy Lin.
原來嗰個小朋友就係大家認識嘅林書豪啦。And
I share that story just so I can show off.
同大家分享，等大家即係覺得我覺得幾好啦。But
his pastor at the time, he was going to come to our church that evening to speak about missions.
咁當時有一個佢哋嘅牧師嚟到我哋嘅教會裏邊有一個夜晚嘅聚會，去分享關於傳福音嘅信息。And
during that time, there was one little phrase that he kept saying over and over that stuck in my mind even to this day.
咁當時佢講咗一句小金句，到而家我都成日都會記得。And
that phrase was never settle.
嗰一句就係永遠唔好安頓落嚟。
Never settle.
永遠唔好安頓落嚟。
We are called to be sojourners in this world.
我哋被呼召成為呢個世界嘅寄居者。
And as we look at this abbreviated story of Abraham in Genesis, as well as this passage in Hebrews, through Abraham's life, we learn about God's mission for his people.
咁當我哋睇今日，我哋會睇到亞伯拉罕呢個短短嘅故事喺創世記同希伯來書嘅時候，我哋透過佢嘅一生，我哋學習到神俾我哋子民嘅使命。
See, our mission in life is not to do what we think is right for ourselves.Or what's most comfortable, or what's most convenient.
我哋生命嘅使命唔系话做一啲我哋觉得适合我哋嘅嘢，或者我哋觉得好舒服，或者系最方便嘅事情。
Our mission is not about doing whatever we want.
我哋嘅使命唔系做我哋想做嘅嘢。
As followers of Christ, our mission is to live out the call that God has given to each and every one of us.
作为跟随基督嘅人，我哋嘅使命系要活出同埋。完成神俾我哋嘅使命。
And God's call for us is clearly defined in Abraham's call here in Genesis.
而神俾我哋嘅呼召，我哋喺创世记亚伯拉罕嘅呼召里边，我哋睇到好清楚嘅定义。
From these passages that we're going to be looking at this morning, we're going to see three fundamental instructions for God's mission for us.
咁今朝我哋睇呢个经文里边，我哋可以睇到三个好基本嘅指示。
The first is that we must be ready to go out.
第一，我哋必须要走出去。
The second is that we must bless.
第二嘅，我哋系需要去祝福。
And then the third is that we must trust.
而第三，我哋系必须要信靠。
So first, as we look at this mission to go out.
所以首先我哋睇嘅系我哋嘅使命系要走出去。
We need to remember that the point of going is not just to goWherever or whenever we want to go, but rather to go and to leave our comfort zones.
我哋要知道去呢样嘢，唔系话去一啲我哋想去嘅地方，而系我哋要去离开我哋嘅舒适区。
If you were to read the passage preceding this one in Genesis chapter 11, we see the story about the Tower of Babel.
我哋睇呢段经文之前，我哋知道喺十一章系圣经讲到关于巴别塔嘅记载。
And we see that in this story, in order for God to thwart man's plan of building this tower into the heavens, God confuses their languages and then he ends up sending them out.
我们知道在这个巴别塔的故事，神是阻挠到人建造这个通天塔的一个计划。神混乱了他的言语，然后将人去分散出去。
Oftentimes we read that story and we think of it as a punishment for these people for rebelling, but actually it wasn't so much a punishment as much as it was a recommissioning.
咁当我哋睇呢段嘅记载嘅时候，我哋好多时会觉得神可能喺度惩罚紧啲人，但系其实我哋喺呢度睇到，与其系话系惩罚，不如系话神重新嘅差派佢哋出去。
Because you see, at Babel, people had gotten so comfortable with where they were, and so they were not spreading out.Into the world as God had intended.
Because we see that in Babel, people are already living very comfortably. They are not willing to, like God has called them, to
spread. And so, if you were to look at Genesis chapter 11, verse 2, it says this: People migrated from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled there.
So, in 12:2, he says, "They migrated from the east, and they found a plain."在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。
But God's mission for them was not to settle.
但系神俾佢哋嘅使命唔系俾佢哋安顿落嚟。
And so He broke them apart by giving them new languages and spread them out with the intent of them going to the ends of the earth.
所以神俾一啲新嘅言语佢哋分开佢哋，然后要佢哋去分散去到地极。
Well, in the later part of chapter 11, we see this long genealogy from one of the sons of Noah. His name was Shem. And it went all the way down until we meet this person named Abraham.
咁然后我哋喺十一章嘅下一部分，我哋会睇到一个家谱，系从一个挪亚嘅儿子叫闪开始，一直去到后尾嘅亚伯拉罕。
And if you were to look at the end of chapter 11, in verse 31, it says,Terah, who was Abraham's father, then took his family and they went to the land called Haran and they settled there.
然后我们看回十一章的结尾，他讲到他拉，然后带着他的家人，他们去到一个叫哈兰的地方，跟着他们又是。
Again, they were settling into what was comfortable.
他们安顿了在一个很舒服的地方。
So then we get into chapter 12, and God initiates, almost seemingly randomly, a new relationship with this man that we were just introduced to, Abraham.
咁喺十二章，我哋就睇到好似神介绍咗一个呢个好随意嘅人叫亚伯兰，建立咗一个新嘅关系。
And he says in verse 1, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you."
咁就喺第一节讲到，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Now, if you're to hold your place there, and we cross over now into our passage in Hebrews, in chapter 11, verse 8, it says this. Abraham obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. And then in verse 9, it says that he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents.
咁跟住我哋睇到十一章八节嘅经文，佢讲到亚伯拉罕就遵命出去，不知往哪里去。然后又喺第九节，佢又讲到就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
Again, the understanding is that God never wanted Abraham to
settle.
He didn't want Abraham to get so comfortable and so rooted in one particular place that he wouldn't want to ever move again. He didn't want him to get so attached to a land or an area or a house so much so that he wouldn't be ready or willing to go out as God had intended for him and his family.
他不希望亚伯拉罕放不下一块土地、一个地方或者一间屋，以致他准备完全准备不到神要他去的地方。
You know, and then in verse 9, we see this idea of sojourning.
然后在第九节里面，我们开始看到关于寄居这个概念。
Well, this idea of sojourning occurs about 120 times in the Bible.
寄居这个概念在圣经里面出现了120次。
And so the sojourn means to stay, but only temporarily.
寄居意味是留下，但是只是暂时的。
And whether it was in regards to Abraham or his son Isaac or Jacob, God's mission for them was to be sojourners.
无论是亚伯拉罕、以撒还是雅各，神给他的使命都是寄居的。
Well, that challenge and mission is the same for us.
这个挑战和使命今日对我哋都系同一样嘅。
And for many of us, maybe myself included, this is a hard pill to swallow.
对于我哋好多人嚟讲，呢个可能系一件好难以接受嘅一个事实。
I think back, it's been 3.5 years now since we've been here in Austin.
咁我嚟咗奥斯丁已经三年半啦。
And I have to admit, it's pretty nice here.
实在要讲呢度几好。
Weather-wise, it's not quite the same as the Bay Area.
天气可能同我以前嘅湾区有啲唔同。
And we have lots of mosquitoes here and allergies, and now for the past 3 years, snow. In California, if we want any of those things, we drive to it. But as you look around, you know, over these past couple of years or even months, we see all this development that's growing in Austin. Apple is over here, and Tesla is over here, Samsung is over here.
Apple, Tesla, Samsung, 你讲的都有。
And so all these markets are exploding, and the housing market is expanding, and education is quite strong in so many different areas in Austin.
科技市场在增长，楼市也在扩张，我们看到奥斯丁都是不断地成长。
And so being part of this community, I understand it's easy to settle.
在这个这样的这么好的地方，我们知道大家都想安顿下来。
Whether it's your job,
无论你的工作
or your house,
你间屋
or the fact that you have nearby family and friends,
或者你有很好的家庭朋友
a wonderful and well-established church,
一间很成熟的教会
these are all wonderful things.
这都是很好的东西。
But is this what God's mission is for you?
但是这个是不是神给你的使命呢？
If God were to call you to go elsewhere,similar to how he called Abraham, leave your land, your kindred, your parents, your kids, to be in a completely new place, how easy will it be for you to pick up, to lay everything down, and to go?
如果神同你讲，你要去第二笪地方，就好似佢同亚伯拉罕咁讲，离开你嘅土地、你嘅亲人、你嘅父母同埋你嘅小朋友，去一个全新嘅地方，你准唔准备好执包袱即刻走人呢？
Would you be willing? to lay all that aside and to live out God's call for you?
你愿唔愿意放弃呢啲一切，听神嘅使命去行呢？
Or will we be building our comforts up so much so that we won't be able to pick up and leave if God was actually calling us somewhere else?
我哋已经喺度建立咗一个好舒适窝，以至如果神嗌我哋去其他地方嘅时候，我哋冇办法话走就走。
And I have to say that as a pastor, as one of the pastors here at ACC, this is a difficult message to preach.
我要同大家讲，作为呢度 ACC 嘅牧师，其中一个牧师，呢一篇嘅道其实系好难讲嘅。
Because if it were left up to me selfishly, I would of course love everybody to stay. We have such a great group of people.
因为如果俾我拣，呢度有咁好嘅弟兄姊妹喺度，我会希望大家都留低。
Many members who've been here faithfully over the years.
我哋见到好多忠心嘅弟兄姊妹喺度好多年。
Many who've established themselves at work and in so many different other areas.
好多喺工作上面各方面都有好有嘅成就。
Many members who are so gifted and so talented.
好多好有恩赐、好有才华嘅弟兄姊妹。
But as pastors, we need to be ready and open to the possibility of someone being called out to another place.
但系作为牧师，我哋需要做好准备。并且如果有人同我讲要离开教会嘅时候，我哋系要保持开放嘅态度。
And if God is calling you as pastors and as a church, we need to do everything that we can to support that calling and to help make that calling happen.
如果神呼召呢一位嘅弟兄姊妹作为牧师同埋教会，我哋需要尽我哋所能去支持，并且帮助完成呢个嘅呼召。
Looking back at that one pastor that I shared about that spoke at our church during our missions week.
咁我哋讲翻转头，头先我哋系嗰一位嘅牧师。
Well, eventually, a group of us pastors in the Bay Area, we all started to meet together bi-monthly or so to share and talk.
咁我哋后来我哋喺湾区嘅牧师，我哋就聚埋一齐去两个礼拜一次咁样去分享。
And it's through those times we started to learn about each other's lives and our ministries that we're involved with.
咁我就更加認識佢哋嘅生活同埋佢哋嘅事工。
Well, I found out that both he and his wife were both Stanford graduates.
咁我發現佢同佢太太都係史丹福大學嘅畢業生。
From a worldly perspective, all the potential to make lots and lots of money and to be well off.
由世界嘅角度嚟睇，佢哋絕對好多機會去賺好多好多嘅錢。
But instead, God called them to ministry.
但係神呼召佢哋去侍奉。
A few years later, God called them to purchase a house in East Palo Alto, which, if you're not familiar at the time, was the murder capital of the U.S.
几年前，佢哋神呼召咗佢哋喺 Palo Alto 嘅东部买咗间屋。如果大家唔知嘅话，系 Palo Alto 嗰阵时系叫做谋杀之都。
God called them to start a tutoring center for at-risk children.
神呼召佢哋喺嗰度开设咗一个辅导中心，去帮助一啲边缘嘅学生。
And so for the next couple of years, they had this house and they had this center, and they were doing well and attracting lots of children to their tutoring center.
咁一段時間，佢喺嗰度建立咗家庭，建立咗呢個事工都好好。
They started a family. They had a young boy at the time, but then God called them to move to Indonesia to start a school and to be tent makers.
咁佢哋甚至乎應該有一個好嘅家庭，有小朋友，但係神之後。呼召佢哋去到印尼开一间学校。
I would speculate for most Chinese parents, this isn't quite the American dream that they had for their children.
我相信喺度好多嘅中国人嘅父母嚟讲，这个都唔系佢哋愿意见到嘅美国梦。
Two Stanford grads leaving everything, going to Indonesia without knowing the language, and having the fundraise to go on missions.
两个史丹福大学嘅毕业生。要放低所有嘅嘢，去到印尼，甚至乎佢哋要筹集资金去做呢个宣教。
But for God, that was His calling and His mission.
但系对于神嚟讲，这个就系佢嘅使命。
Not just for Abraham.
唔单止系亚伯拉罕嘅使命。
And not just for this couple.
唔单止呢对夫妇。
But for us.
系俾我哋。
To be sojourners in this world.
成为世界嘅寄居者。
We are called to have this mindset that all that we have, all of this.Is temporary.
我哋需要一个心态，知道我哋而家有嘅一切都系暂时嘅。
Our house, our cars, our proximity to family and friends, our church. In a moment's notice, God may want to take that. He might want to uproot us and send us out.
我哋有嘅屋，我哋有嘅车，我哋同屋企人朋友好近， 我们的教会在某一个时间神可能要将我们连根拔起将我们送去大道
And if he does, are you willing to go and follow?
如果神真的这样做的话你们愿不愿意这样跟随神的带领呢
Well, second, we see the call is not just to go.
第二不单止呼召是说去
But the goal is going to bless.
去的目的是要祝福
God's mission is for us to bless, not just to seek out our own blessing.
神给我们的使命是去祝福，但是不是寻求我们自己的祝福。
Looking back at Genesis chapter 12, it says in verse 2, And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse you.And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
在创世纪十二章二节这样讲，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
When we look at that verse, the operative part is not that Abraham will be a great nation.
当我们看这段经文的时候主要的部分不是亚伯拉罕成为一个大国
It's not that he will be blessed or that his name will be great
也不是他得到祝福或者他的名为大
Those are all means for something far greater
这些都是要实现一个目标的更加大的目标的手段
God says the reason I will do these things is so that you will be a blessing
神说我做所有这些事情的原因是为了让你成为一个祝福
I think about my life, and I think I can think for all of our lives, we've been given so much.
我想起我的生命、我的生活和大家，我们都得到神很多的东西。
I believe for our congregation here, most of us have jobs, or many of us have been able to retire well.
我相信在我们广东堂里面，很多人都有一份好的工作，甚至乎有些弟兄姊妹已经有很好的退休生活。
Compared to the rest of the world, we have unlimited resources.
如果同其他世界嘅地方比，我哋好似系拥有无限嘅资源咁样样。
But that is not our end.
但系呢个唔系我哋终点。
There's more to this than just material wealth or accomplishments.
我哋嘅财物嘅丰富同埋成就，只不过系一部分。
God has called us to use these things to be a blessing to others.
神系要我哋用呢啲嘅资源去祝福其他嘅人。
And so it's whether it's like this missionary couple that I shared with you about.
所以无论是好像我刚才跟你分享的这对宣教士夫妇
Or a number of my friends who went to Harvard Business School in order to be tent makers in Africa.
又或者是我这些朋友他们在哈佛商学院里面读书最后变成即将棚者
Or another couple friends that I know that had backgrounds in business and graphics art in order to start a company in India to train up women.So that they can have sustainable incomes and to survive and grow.
又或者我认识有一对夫妇，佢哋喺商业同埋平面设计里面都好有认识。佢哋利用呢个背景嚟帮助培训喺印度一啲贫民区嘅社会嘅妇女。
Or another one of my good friends in California who used their gifts of art, ceramics, making pots, as well as education to raise awareness for sex trafficking in Thailand.And in the area, surrounding area, and to start up an aftercare facility for girls who had been rescued from sex trafficking.
又或者我认识有一对嘅夫妇，佢喺加州教会，佢哋用佢哋嘅艺术同埋嘅教育嘅恩赐嚟去筹集资金，同埋亦都唤起人哋对于打击性贩卖嘅事情，而且亦都帮助一啲嘅获救咗嘅女孩去建立咗一个善后嘅设施。
One of my friends in pharmacy who went to medical missions.
另外有一个朋友，佢系喺医学里边有啲嘅学到一啲嘅训练，然后用于呢个医疗嘅宣教里边。
And lastly, one of my friends who went to Juilliard, one of the most reputable music schools, to do music missions in Japan after the tsunami.
而另外有一个朋友去咗一个叫茱莉亚学院，系一个系好出名嘅关于系一啲艺术啊或者系表演嘅方面嘅一间学院。他用他这方面的天分去帮助到日本在海啸之后去做音乐宣教。
Again, we've been blessed with so much. How are we using it to bless others?
再一次我们得到这么多的祝福我们怎么去利用这个祝福去祝福其他人呢
The blessing isn't just about going abroad or using our education or financial status.
當然我們的祝福不單止是說我要離開去出國或者是用我們的財政啊各樣。
We've also been blessed with gifts of listening or teaching or music or serving or hospitality in so many other areas in our lives.
我們其實很多方面都是被神祝福，包括好像有聆聽方面啦、教導、音樂、服侍、款待，同埋其他很多很多方面的恩賜。
But we are called to use those gifts to bless those in the church, but also to those to the world outside.
神都是呼召我们用这些恩赐去祝福这个世界或者我们周围的人。
And this is not something that is limited by age.
这些不会受年龄限制。
Don't ever think that you are too old to be irrelevant, or to be relevant, sorry.
不要说你太老跟不上时代了。
And never think that you are too young to be an influence.
或者你太後生沒影響力。
We are all called to be a blessing to one another.
我們都是被呼召去成為別人的祝福。
Well, most importantly, we've been blessed with the gospel, with the message of the gospel.
更加緊要的，我們得到的是福音信息的祝福。
The good news that Jesus has come to bring hope and life to a world that is broken.
這個信息，耶穌來到這個世界，來到這個破碎世界，帶來希望和生命。
We've been blessed, most importantly, with this message so that we can live out this call and share that message and bless others with this message of the gospel.
我们得到这个信息，我们得到这个祝福，我们活出这个福音，将这个信息带给其他人。
And so we are called to be the hands and the feet that go out and serve, but also the mouths that speak out and share this message of hope to those around us.
我们成为服侍的手和脚，我们也都是要是在身边的人去分享福音的嘴巴。
Let us not keep that message to ourselves.
我们不可以将这个信息自己收埋，只是给自己。
Well, finally, we are called to go and we're called to bless, but we are also called to trust in God.
最后，我们呼召去和祝福其他人，而我们也都必须要信靠神。
Now, when you look at this passage in Hebrews, it says in verse 11, by faith,Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised.
当我们看希伯来书第十一节里面讲到，因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因她以为那应许她的是可信的。
You know, at first glance, when we read this verse about Sarah and Abraham, they look like they're pretty good people, right?
如果我们就这样看这段经文，我们觉得，这两个亚伯拉罕和撒拉都是挺好。
I think most of us, if not all of us, are familiar with the story of how God promised a son to Abraham and Sarah, and that they would conceive a child even though Abraham and Sarah were well over childbearing age.
我相信或者大多数我们的弟兄姊妹都知道关于亚伯拉罕和撒拉的故事，神说应许他们会有一个撒拉会怀孕。即使亚伯拉罕和撒拉都已经过了生育年龄。
And for a long time, no matter how long they tried to conceive a child, nothing was happening.
咁过咗好长嘅时间，无论佢哋点样去试，最尾都系想去怀孕，但系都系冇事情发生。
Well, years had passed, and despite the covenant that God had made with them, we see three instances in the story of in Genesis where Abraham and Sarah actually demonstrated a distrust in God.And his promise.
就是因为这样，虽然神同他们立了约，但是我们在透过三个例子看到亚伯拉罕同撒拉对于这个应许是不够信心的。
The first time was right after God had sent them out.
第一次是神当他们差派出去的时候。
Abraham and Sarah were sojourning in Egypt, and the Pharaoh at that time, it says, saw Sarah and thought that she was beautiful and wanted her for himself.
咁亚伯拉罕同撒拉就是寄居在埃及。当时的法老看到撒拉很有魅力，于是就想得到她了。
But Abraham, instead of saying, no, this is my wife, and this is to be the mother of the promised child, instead he says, okay, you can have her.
咁亚伯拉罕嗰阵时见到咁嘅情况，佢冇话呢个系我嘅太太，呢个系将来要生我嘅儿女嘅，唔可以要翻转佢话 ，okay, 你攞去啦。
Well, praise God that he stepped in, he brought disease upon Pharaoh and his family, and he pulled Sarah out from that.
咁感謝神，即係神介入咗，將法老同佢嘅家人帶嚟咗一啲疾病，於是撒拉咁就得救啦。
Well, Well, the second time, out of frustration that they still had not conceived, trying to take matters into their own hands, Sarah gave Abraham her maidservant Hagar to sleep with Abraham.
咁第二次，撒拉佢因为觉得好怀孕呢方面佢好有挫败感，于是佢就谂方法啦，谂自己嘅方法，于是就让佢嘅侍女夏甲同亚伯拉罕同房。
Well, foolishly, Abraham does, and Hagar gets pregnant.
而愚蠢嘅系亚伯拉罕做到啦，佢令到夏甲怀孕啦。
But this child Ishmael was not meant to be the promised offspring that God intended.
但问题系这个小朋友唔系神应许俾亚伯拉罕嘅后代。
And then the third time, similar to the first.
而第三次同第一次類似。
Abraham and Sarah again sojourning in another kingdom, in another area, and this king Abimelech wanted to take Sarah for the same reason as his wife, and Abraham allowed for it.
咁亞伯拉罕同撒拉再一次嘅寄居喺另一個國家，咁嗰陣時有亞比米勒王呢一個皇帝想娶撒拉為妻，亞伯拉罕又是 OK 咗啦。
And again, God stepped in.
再一次神介入。
The amazing thing is that despite all these instances, God still honored his covenant to Abraham. And eventually, at an age of 100, Abraham and Sarah conceived this child that God had promised and named him Isaac.
而令人驚奇的就是雖然亞伯拉罕和撒拉咁失敗，三次失敗，但是神依然是履行了他和他嘅約，最終喺100歲嘅高齡，亞伯拉罕同撒拉生咗個兒子，起名叫做以撒。
See, God calls us to be ready.
神呼召我哋準備好出發。
We might not know when.
我哋可能唔知幾時。
And we might not know how.
我哋可能唔知點樣做。
But He calls us to go out and to bless.
但佢叫我哋出去去祝福。
And if we follow Him, He promises to take care of us.
如果我们跟随祂，跟神的话做，祂答应了，祂会照顾我们。
There's no set way in which He will do it.
没有一个固定的方法，究竟神怎么做。
But if we allow for God to be in control of our lives, He will always make a way.
但如果我们愿意让神掌管我们的生活的话，神就会开辟一个新路。
So many times in our own lives, we make plans for ourselves.
很多时候我们的生活当中，我们去为我们制定很多的计划。
We do things out of convenience or out of practicality.
我们可能因着方便或者一些实用的原因。
But God is calling us to step out in faith, and He will take care of you.
但神叫我们凭信心走出去，祂会照顾我们。
So whether it's with our families,
无论我们的家人,
whether it's financially or with our health or any other area in our lives,
无论是财务、健康或者其他生活的范畴,
well, if God is calling you,Again, He will take care of everything by His timing and by His means.
如果神呼召我们的时候，神会在祂的时间用祂的方法照顾我们。
Again, the question is, are you willing to submit to His call for you?
但问题是，如果你听到这个呼召，你愿意顺服吗？
Or do we have to have things fit according to our timing and according to our means?
或者你需要适合你的时间和你的方法才肯做呢？
If we are willing to respond to God's mission, to step out of our comfort zones, to go, to be a blessing in this world, that God says that He will provide for us.
如果我们愿意回应神的使命，离开我们的舒适区，去走出去，成为周围的祝福，神的话语告诉我们，祂是会供应我们的。
Always remember, one of His names is Jehovah Jireh.
记住神的名是耶和华以勒。
The Lord is our provider.
神是我们的供应者。
As we close, I would like for us to, if we can, just close our eyes and just to think for a moment.
当我们结束的时候，我们如果你可以的话，希望大家一起闭上眼睛。
And if we can, take an inventory of our lives.
希望我们一起去盘点一下我们的生活。
Take a physical inventory or an emotional inventory or financial or spiritual inventory.
做一下实物的盘点，情感的盘点，或者财务盘点，甚至乎是属灵的盘点。
And I believe that if we were to look through the shelves of our life and all the things that we have stored, that we would see that God has blessed us with so much.
当我们看到这么多的祝福的时候，我们看到神给了我们的祝福实在是很多。
Well, God desires to take those things. And to put them to use.
神希望我哋用呢啲嘅祝福去使用。
I don't know everyone in this congregation that well.
我唔系认识大家好好。
But perhaps some of you in your life, over the course of your life, have heard this call from God to go in the past.
或者大家可能喺以前嘅生命当中听到神嘅呼召，你要去。
But as time has passed, have we settled?
但系随住时间嘅流逝，可能大家已经安顿咗落嚟。
Maybe it's something we heard way back when we were in university.
可能大家喺大学读书嗰阵时听到。
Maybe it's something that we heard before marriage or before kids.
又或者喺我哋结婚之前，或者我哋有小朋友之前听到。
Before getting a lucrative job or accumulating wealth.
喺我哋有一份丰厚嘅工作之前，或者我哋积聚财宝之前。
But what is God calling you to right now?
但系可能神而家就系呼召紧你哋。
Are you willing to respond and to trust in Him that He knows best and that He has blessed you so that you can be a blessing to others?
如果神而家呼召你，你愿唔愿意回应，并且相信神知道咩系最好？佢已经祝福咗你，你愿唔愿意成为别人嘅祝福咧？
My prayer is that God would make His voice abundantly clear to you right now.
愿神为你发出非常清楚嘅声音。
How is He calling you out to be a blessing?
叫到你成为别人的祝福。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you again so much for your word.
天父，再一次感谢你给我们的话语。
Lord, you've called us to never settle.
你呼召我们不要安顿下来。
God, to never get comfortable with all the trappings of this world.
叫我们不要安逸于这个世界的陷阱。
But God, to be on the move, or to be ready to be on the move.
但是要行动起来，或者我们已经准备好行动。
To be on mission.
去履行使命。
God, to be the hands and the feet and the mouths that carry the message of the gospel to those around us.
成为传福音的手、脚同埋嘴巴。
Lord, whether that's here in Austin or whether it's somewhere else in this world.
无论在奥斯丁或者世界各地。
God, may we be ready to follow your call.
愿我们都准备好你的呼召。
Wherever and whenever that might be.
无论何时何地。
Lord, we thank you for desiring to use us to further expand your glory and your gospel.
感谢你愿意利用我们去荣耀你，为着你的福音。
God, may you be praised.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.